The Am I Wrong podcast on 95.1 WAPE.
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Am I wrong?
Kayla joins us today for Am I Wrong? Hi, Kayla. How are you?
Hi. I'm good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're doing great.
Great.
Yeah, we're doing great. What's going on? Are you arguing with somebody or are you just calling to say hi?
So hi. But I'm in a bit of an ongoing battle with my boyfriend.
Oh, no. An ongoing boyfriend battle.
Yes.
What's the problem?
You know, what's going on?
Everything is really good. Everything is really good, but he's attached to his Crocs.
He's attached to his Crocs.
It's about the only pair of shoes he wears.
Oh.
And,
really?
It's really starting to get to me.
Yeah. Are those still a thing? I didn't know that.
I see them from time to time. They're horrible shoes, though. They're awful.
They're disgusting shoes. I understand the comfort, but
so that's the thing. That's what he says when you ask him why doesn't he change that they're comfortable and he wants to wear them.
Yeah.
Hmm. Yeah. And when he wears them every day.
He wears them every day.
What about
every day?
What about if you guys go out to like a nice dinner or something?
Or church? Do you guys go to church?
Maybe not church, but. Because that's not our thing.
Yeah.
But everywhere we go, every day, all day, they are his shoe of choice.
Wow.
That's it.
All right. That's interesting. Are they at least nice Crocs? Do they have like those little?
They're like the army fatigue camouflage.
Oh, that's like, even.
It's like he's hunting in Crocs.
Yeah, I've seen those hunting Crocs.
That's not good. That's not good.
All right. Let's call him up and find out what's going on. You ready?
Oh, yeah, I'm ready.
All right, here we go.
Hello?
Joe!
Hey!
Hey, how you doing, man?
I'm all right.
All right.
What's up, Joe?
All right.
What's up?
Joe, hi. It's Mark Kay and Megan, by the way, from 95.1 WAPE.
Oh, okay. I couldn't tell who this was.
Yeah, no, I know. It's confusing. Also, we have your girlfriend Kayla on the phone, too.
Hi.
Okay, now I'm really confused.
Yeah.
Joe, Kayla told us that you really love your Crocs, and she really does not love them, and she wants you to maybe think about switching up your footwear every once in a while.
Do you only wear Crocs everywhere? Because that's how it was described to us.
Yeah, that's it. I'm a Crocs guy.
You're a Crocs guy. And they're like these camouflaged Crocs, huh?
Yeah.
Is there a reason why you don't ever want to change?
Yeah, do you own another pair of shoes, or is it just...
Not at the moment, no.
Huh.
Crocs for life. This is it.
Okay. How old are you, Joe, may I ask?
35 years young.
Okay, and you don't think it's odd that a 35-year-old man... Do you have a job?
Sure, I work in the kitchen.
So they let you wear Crocs in the kitchen?
No problem with that.
Well, yeah, that makes sense.
All right, so you don't think it's weird that a 35-year-old professional male has only one pair of shoes, and that pair of shoes is camouflaged Crocs?
Look, I get up each day, I put on my Crocs, and that's how I live my life, brother.
Okay.
Okay, brother.
All right, I don't know that we're actually brothers in this scenario. But, all right, well, hang on. Can you hang on 1 second, Joe, because we have some people on the line that may want to comment.
All right, let's do it.
Let's do this. Kayla, you hang on, too.
It's
the Big A Morning Mess, 340-9595, Crocs for life.
Crock-a-doodle-doo.
Yeah, Croc.
Oh, my God.
Crock-a-doodle-dandy.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, just rock out with your Crocs out.
Yeah, I've never used that one.
Oh, well,
there you go.
It's my gift to you,
You're
brother.
Welcome.
Steve, good morning. Hey, how are you?
Hey.
Hey, Steve, what'd you want to say,
good,
buddy?
Y'all. Hey, I say let the man wear his Crocs if he wants to wear his Crocs. He don't tell her how to do her hair in the morning, does he?
Well,
let the man wear his Crocs.
Just let the man wear his Crocs no matter what.
Yeah.
Everywhere and anywhere.
Hey, what's wrong with Crocs? People wear Felines. People wear Adidas. He likes to wear Crocs.
Okay.
What's wrong with Crocs?
All right, yeah, that's fine.
I don't wear big shoes, but hey, don't get me wrong, because I wear Fila's. But
you wear Fila's.
Yeah. Man likes his Crocs. Let him have his Crocs.
All right, man. If you like, let man have his Crocs. Hey, thanks so much for who wears Fila's. I didn't know that was still.
I don't, that guy.
Didn't know they still made those. Michaela from Orange Park, how are you?
I'm doing great. How are y'all?
Oh, great, Michaela. What do you want to say about this whole thing? What do you think about the dude who just wears Crocs?
I think his girlfriend has definitely got a point. My brother used to wear them all the time and leave them around the house. They're like buckets laying on the middle of the floor. And they're just tacky, especially if they're camo. It's like, come on, get at least one pair of shoes that you wear out in public. Leave the Crocs at home. I understand that. My brother's a chef as well. Comfortability all the time. Mm-hmm. Just get another pair of shoes to wear out in public, man. Do your girlfriend a favor.
Yeah, my brother is a cook as well, and he wears Crocs all the time, and it's really embarrassing to me.
Yeah. And, you know, if they're left in the middle of the floor, like I said, they're like giant buckets sitting there.
Yeah,
you know?
And they smell really bad.
Well, the other thing is, if you have work shoes, like if you work in a restaurant, or I know a lot of nurses wear them at hospitals, but if you have shoes that like are rubber because they're going to get spilled on and messy and greasy and whatever,
right.
You probably don't want to wear those around the rest of the day, do you?
Right, exactly.
Right, yeah.
I think for like...
Just get a pair of shoes out in the public.
Yeah, I think for guys, they just like whatever is comfortable.
Yeah.
So they'll just keep going back to what they know.
Also, I hate Crocs. They're the most uncomfortable shoe I've ever had on my foot.
Uncomfortable, you think?
You know what happened?
I thought that's why people liked them. They're not cute, so there has to be something.
Well, I don't think they're comfortable. I mean, I've had a pair of Crocs once. You know what I did? It like rubbed the top layer of skin off my foot.
Oh, God.
Maybe they were too small. Or
maybe you got like a knockoff Croc.
Oh, I got Knox instead of Crocs.
Knox.
That's the problem. Hey, Katie from the North Side. Good morning. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Great, Katie. What'd you want to say?
Hey, well, I was listening to your show about the Crocs and everything, and my husband wears boots everywhere. Nothing but boots. Won't wear tennis shoes. Jeans and boots everywhere. So I say if he wants to wear the Crocs, if that's his thing, let him wear them. At least they're camouflage.
What kind of boots does your husband wear?
Ariat's, like work boots.
Right. But see, I find that to be more appropriate for daily. I mean, if you're wearing like boots everywhere, for some reason it's different than camouflage Crocs. That just seems like, I don't know.
Yeah, well, I mean, sometimes he'll go fishing like on the boat in jeans and boots. And I'm like, dude, put some shorts on, put some tennis shoes on, get some, you know, sun on your legs. Working in the yard, doing yard work. I'm like, just put some shorts on, put some tennis shoes on. But no, wears boots everywhere. Don't wear flip-flops, nothing.
All right. Well, maybe, you know, maybe they could switch. Maybe he could wear this dude's Crocs and that dude could wear your husband's boots.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah, they should.
Oh, sorry. I just hung up.
Cut off.
Carrie from the West Side. Good morning. How are you?
Morning.
Hi, Carrie. What'd you want to say?
So my husband and I had a similar argument when we were dating. He hated the shoes I wore. Hated them. But the final statement was, I'm not asking you to wear them on your feet.
Okay.
Like she's saying that to you? Like she's not asking you?
No, I'm saying that to him. I'm not asking him to wear my shoes that he doesn't like on his feet.
Right. But he's got to look at them on your feet.
No, anymore. He's like, he finally said, he said, you know what? You're right. I don't have to wear those shoes. If this is what you're happy with, then let's go. But I will say he should get at least one other pair of shoes, because if you're going out somewhere nice, Crocs aren't it.
Yeah, that's exactly right.
What kind of shoes did you wear, by the way?
All kinds of shoes. The ones that he hated,
or did he just hate all your shoes?
Platform heels, all kinds of stuff. Hated them.
Oh, he just sounds like a hater.
Yeah.
Hey, thanks so much for calling me. I thought it was like one pair. Like she had, you know, those stripper heels with the lights in the, that light up when you walk.
I would think you would like those ones.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, those actually would be kind of good. WAD, good morning. Hi, who's this?
Portia.
Hey, Portia. What do you want to say about this whole thing with the Crocs?
I don't think it's a big deal at all. For starters, one, they now make Crocs that look like slip-on Vans. So, and then if they are the rubber ones, what does it really matter? For example, I, in the fall, wear leggings every single day, and my husband doesn't care. He just walks 10 feet in front of me. So she should just let the man be himself. And
your husband doesn't like your leggings?
No. I have zebra print, and I have ones with hot dogs on them, and he lets me wear them because it's who I am, but he just tells me I'm the one that looks silly, not him.
Yeah.
But he won't walk next to you?
That's supportive.
No.
Aww.
Because you have hot dogs on your legs?
That's funny.
Yeah.
Yes. So, okay. I mean, even in a marriage, I think that two people should allow them to be who they want to be.
All right. Yeah. Hey, thanks so much for calling. We really appreciate it.
But, like, in this guy's case, it just seems like he's lazy. You know?
Also, she's wearing hot dogs on her pants.
You're so jealous. You wish you had hot dog pants.
I am a little bit. I
knew it.
Well, okay. A lot of people are saying you can't really get hung up on the dude's footwear. If you love him, you love him, and it shouldn't matter what's on his feet, even if they are nasty, gross Crocs.
I mean, that's true. You know, I still love him. You know, I still love him. I can't look down.
Right. My wife says the same thing, but for a totally different reason.
Uh-huh.
All right, hang on one second, you two. It's the Big 8 Morning Mouse. We'll be right back.
Here, Am I Wrong? Weekdays at 6 a.m. and 8 a.m. Or hear the podcast at WAPE.com or on our Big 8 mobile app.